Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
It's true that you will elevate sales by putting yourself and your teams in front of more people with more money more often. The trick these days is to recognize that getting people to know you, like you, and trust you is no longer enough. It used to be, when I started selling, and probably even up to 5 years ago, that we would say, it's your job to find people to talk to them, develop rapport, and have them know you, like you, and trust you. And then if all things being equal, if they trust you more than another potential supplier, they'll do business with you. Of course, all things not being equal, if they trust you more, they'll do business with you. But in today's marketplace, that is not enough. As a first step, of course, we still need to find people to talk to and have them know us, like us, and trust us. But we have an added element of critical importance these days. They have to see us as an expert. More and more buyers are saying, I trust you, but I don't see that you're an expert in my business. And so I'm doing business with the person I trust and perceive to be an expert. So you must, as a sales team, as a company, and as a sales rep, develop your expertise in the problems your clients are trying to solve. The final element is proof. These days, buyers are looking to mitigate their risk, and they want proof. They're not simply going to take your word for it that you're an expert. They want you to show it to them. Case studies, testimonials, articles, speaking engagements, teleseminars, webinars. All of those items prove to the customer that you really know what you're talking about. Now, for those of you that are already experts at this and have been practicing your expertise and your proof for some time, there is an added element that can really help to elevate your sales. And that's simply this. It used to be that we focused on who you knew. These days, it's more important to focus on who knows you. There's a subtle difference there. It's not about you reaching out and making calls and being proactive. It's also about getting yourself out there in many different ways so you're ubiquitous. People need to see you everywhere. The different types of media that you use, the different types of outreach that you use, the different kinds of events that you attend, the different types of sales strategies that you use make you ubiquitous in the marketplace. And customers are drawn to the fact that they see you everywhere. When you transform your sales cycle to being a who knows you from a who you know approach to prospecting, your sales will skyrocket.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.